This is University Radio Nottingham.
Manifesto review for Noah Holtz, candidate for women's officer. But in Noah Holtz's manifesto, Noah actually hasn't included their pronouns, so I'm afraid I don't know what pronouns Noah uses. I've also had a look at our list that we're given, that's of the candidates, which sometimes has some of the pronouns, and I can't see it on there either. So apologies to Noah, but I don't know what their pronouns are. They also haven't included what course they do or a lot of information about them in that sense. However, they have spoken about their experience, so I'll start by talking about that. So in their manifesto, they say that their experience is with building a personal training business, teaching women how they can overcome gym anxiety and using the gym as a space to feel empowered and strong. They say that this has helped them to develop their understanding of anxieties women tackle in their everyday life and help create easily applicable solutions to these problems. They've also said that this experience highlighted the importance of making gym facilities more accessible to all women, and that they had first-hand experience of watching their clients increase their self-confidence and self-esteem. They said this is integral in empowering our female students across their studies and other areas of student life. They also say that they worked in a club, helping them gain a greater understanding of the issues women face, and also things that could be put into place to help increase safety and well-being. They say that they truly do believe the best experience they have to contribute to their role is their experience as a woman at the University of Nottingham, and they say they're acutely aware of the variety of issues facing female students, often experience them themselves and struggling to find support for them on campus. Alongside this, their experience in leadership, female health, safety and well-being has highlighted the changes that must be made for them to create a safe and open and empowering space at the university. So going through their different manifesto points, they have four main areas. The first one is safety, and they talk about how spiking and harassment in nightclubs must be dealt with. They say that if they were elected, they would collaborate with student clubs to help create an environment where women feel safe going out, and this would be things increasing searches, drink covers, and educating the nightclub staff on identifying and tackling signs of harassment and spiking. They said that within the year, this would improve the safety and enjoyment of female students on nights out, and also reduce feelings of anxiety and lack of control that come with this element. Their next point is support, and they say that they would increase support for anyone affected by spiking and or harassment, creating safe and supportive spaces where they can meet others without going clubbing and gain support from those tackling similar problems. They say they must create a clearer and more accessible system of support for those who are seeking help, and they say that this is due to the shocking publication that 97% of women aged 18 to 24 have experienced sexual harassment. And they also would like to provide accessible support specifically for those affected by harassment, assault and spiking, as this is integral because of the effect that this has on the mental health of female students. The next point is about sexual health. They say they would like to increase the availability of sex education and sexual health resources on campus, and they would also make free pregnancy, STD and STI testing, and increasing education about sex, contraception and pregnancy options available on campus. To do this, they would seek funding or form partnerships. They say there is no permanent free on-site testing for STD and STIs, leading many to ignore symptoms they are experiencing, creating discomfort and a variety of health issues. They say that they would do this for men and women, and they would to adopt a sex-positive and open mindset towards such issues to avoid the stigma, shame and embarrassment surrounding them, and therefore inhibiting access to such resources. And they say they would advocate for these rights and increase awareness and open dialogue around sexual health. Their last point is inclusive spaces. They say they want to make all spaces across campus feel safe and accessible to all women. They say that they will do this by collaborating with campus gyms to make female-only gym and swim sessions. And they also believe that creating such a space would help provide confidence, empowerment and strength for young women. They also say they would like to create more support for female STEM students and build a community in which they are no longer a minority and can share resources and interests. This will support a more equitable future of equal opportunity and empowerment within this traditionally male-dominated sphere. They say their aim as women's officer would be to bring together all identifying women and listen to their wants, needs and problems. They say they would like to collaborate with all of the students in the university to make a university environment where they can find help and solutions. And they say they aspire to to create an increased sense of community for all female students and create a forum in which they can feel their voices are not only heard but valued. And they say these are just a few of the schemes they would implement as a women's officer at the University of Nottingham. They have immense passion and drive to voice and address the problems facing female students and would love the opportunity to pursue this. They say if they were elected, they would be dedicating to listening to all members of our community to make a safer, more equal and empowering environment for all. So looking at Noah's manifesto, I feel like there are some really key points again. So if you have a look at some of the other manifesto reviews, you'll know that some of the key elements have been around safety, in particular with going out and nightclubbing. So we see that again here with Noah's manifesto. They've addressed the fact that this is a concern for lots of people and they have suggested some ways of handling that. It's a little bit unclear exactly what they've said that they would increase searches, drink covers and educating nightclub staff. I have heard that there have been questions around the intersectionality of increasing searches and that this may cause problems for some women and for other genders as well. So that may not be the best solution. However, I think in principle, the intent is well-meaning and they seem committed to doing that. The other aspects are support, sexual health and inclusive spaces. So for the support, that seems like a really good idea, and this is something we've also seen on other manifestos. They've also talked about sexual health. This is something that I think would be really effective, and I think is something that a lot of students would really value, having somewhere where they could go on campus and attempting to raise awareness and also reduce stigma, I think would help massively. As far as inclusive spaces goes, I think the female-only gym, again, could have some elements of criticism. I'm not entirely sure who you would decide who police who is and who isn't female. I would hope that it would be very inclusive. I do have slight concerns with regards to that, but then again, I do think that lots of women are intimidated at the gym, so maybe this is something that, provided it was done inclusively, would be okay. Just have to, if there were considerations over intersectionality, this may be very effective. The aspect though that I thought was really unique to this manifesto and was quite interesting was the STEM students aspect, creating a support for STEM students specifically. I think that's probably something that would be quite popular among female STEM students, as they often are. So there are very few female STEM students. I think that's something that might be quite appreciated, and they might get quite a few students sign up for that. So that seems to be quite an interesting point. Overall, I think the manifesto addresses many of the key elements and concerns that students do have, in particular around safety. However, I do think certain details around intersectionality perhaps need to be clearly addressed.
This is University Radio Nottingham.